We are looking at a scripture lesson today that is from the Revised Common Lectionary, which is a series of lessons suggested for particular Sundays that come in a three-year cycle. I don't often preach from the lectionary, but I wanted to today, a passage that comes from the 11th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew, and the last words in the 11th chapter. And I'll say a little more about this 11th chapter in a few minutes, but Jesus says these words, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and who are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This is the word of God for the people of God, for which we can say, thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Almighty and gracious God, we thank you for these words of Scripture. They're words for folks who are tired and weary, folks who are carrying heavy burdens and not quite sure what to do with them. And so as we pray today, we ask, Lord, that you would open these three verses to us today and speak to us through them. And I pray all this in the strong name of Jesus. Amen. Here's something a few of you might know about me, and some of you might not know about me. A little confession, I guess. I enjoy true crime. True crime. I enjoy true crime. I listen to a podcast every Monday morning on my walk called Crime Junkie. Anybody else listen to Crime Junkie? Am I the only one? I can't say that I recommend it. You're Crime Junkie? Ashley Flowers? All right. You know what I hate about Crime Junkie? Is that at the end of the episode, there's no resolution. You don't know who did it or that sort of thing. On Friday nights, I often like to watch Dateline. Does anyone watch Dateline? Yeah? Now, here's the way it goes at my house. I go to the back part of the house, and Susie goes to the front side of the house because she won't watch that with me. She doesn't like that. And so she's in the other room watching, yes, recorded even in July, Hallmark Christmas movies. So in that vein, I ran across a story. Maybe you've heard of it as well. It's the story of the disappearance of a Supreme Court judge in New York, just 45 years old, Joseph Crater. You ever heard this story? He said goodbye to some friends after having a meal together. He flagged down a cab, got in the cab, and no one has seen or heard from him since that day. For years, people have wondered, whatever happened to Joseph Crater? Maybe he's hanging out with Elvis. I don't know. Some say perhaps that he was kidnapped. That's a possibility. A Supreme Court judge, certainly a possibility. He could have had an affair. Maybe he ran off to start a new life. I don't know. In New York in the 1930s, there was the possibility of a mafia connection, and maybe someone just gave Joseph Crater an opportunity to disappear. I don't know. But what I do know is that there was a clue left in his apartment. His wife was at their home in Maine, and he was in New York, and he left her a note and an envelope with a substantial amount of cash in it and life insurance policy. And the note simply said, are you ready? "I am very weary. Love, Joe." Now, it could have been just a word at the end of a long week or a long month or a long season. He was tired. He was telling his wife, "I'm tired. I'm weary. Love, Joe. See you later." Or it could have been more than that. Weariness is tough, isn't it? Weariness is tough. And I want to say this right off the bat for our sermon today. There is a difference between being weary and being tired. You know, there's a difference there. I have a good friend who was my district superintendent when I was living in Little Rock serving a church. He had been family pastor to my family. He did funerals for my aunt, my mom, and my dad. And I asked him one day when he was my district superintendent, I said, "How you doing?" He says, "I am weary, far into the future." And I didn't understand that until I became a district superintendent myself. And I said, "Yeah, I totally get that now." 2 years ago, about this time, my mom was about to pass away. July the 9th was the date that she passed away. So just 4 days from now, 2 years ago. And I was tired. And I was weary. And then, and the church I was serving was a great church, big church, and I was struggling a little bit. And so I was given an opportunity to take most of July and most of August off to rest and to come be your pastor. And by the time August, the last Sunday of August came, I was ready. Wasn't tired, wasn't weary. I was ready. But before that, I could have written that same kind of note. "I'm very weary. Love, John." Monday morning, while I was visiting with Tim Nelson, his wife Chrissy was having surgery on Monday morning. He had a book with him. And I said, "Tell me about that book." It was intrigued by the title. It said, "Sacred Rest." That's the name of the book. Written by a doctor. I ordered it. Amazon delivered it the next day. That's the way they do, right? And so here are some of the things that the author, who is a doctor, says we need help with rest. She mentions physical rest. That's when you're tired, right? Mental rest, when your mind needs a break. Emotional rest, when your soul needs a break. Spiritual rest. Social rest. Anyone ever needed social rest? How about sensory rest? Sensory rest, right? And then the last one is creative rest. And the book promises this. I'm going to read it. Recover your life, renew your energy, restore your sanity. You ought to get it too. Maybe we'll read it together. I hope the book does that. And it's not lost on me, and I want to tell you this now. It's not lost on me that on Friday morning I'm getting in a car and I'm driving 8 to 10 hours and I'm going to be sitting on a beach next Sunday morning while y'all are in worship. And y'all promised me y'all are going to be in worship, right? And I'm grateful for Tom Frace, who's done interim work in Batesville, is now back, and he'll be preaching for us for the next 2 Sundays. Weariness is tough. Again, it's different than just being tired. It leads me to our scripture lesson. You've heard these words. You probably could read them. You probably could quote them. Maybe you've said them. Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Maybe you said those words yourself. Maybe you memorized them when you had to memorize scripture sometime. It's easy to remember. Maybe preachers like me have said them to people like you, or someone has said it to someone like me, someone who needed just a little bit of hope, who were struggling with just a little bit of things, and they needed some help. And so we said, hey, do you know the scripture? "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." We live in a world, again, right? This thing buzzes a lot. It tells me, KY3 weather, that there's a storm a-brewing. A-brewing, y'all have heard that before, right? There's a storm coming. It tells me that there's an appointment to go to. It tells me that this has happened in the world. And I guess I could turn off these notifications, and I will. But we carry a lot with us, don't we? A lot of burdens. I heard a story of two mothers that were having coffee one morning, and one said to the other, "My life is so busy. I've got so much going on. I go here, and I go do that. I take my kids here. I take my kids there. So many things." Anyone relate to that? Casey, you probably can. And then the woman said, "I don't know what I'm going to do when they're out of preschool." Out of preschool. If anybody was weary and carrying a heavy burden, I think it was Jesus. halfway through his ministry, about chapter 12, not quite halfway, but heading that way, a delegation comes to him from his cousin John. And John's in prison. And John writes this to his cousin John. Are you the one, Jesus? Are you really the Messiah? Now, Scripture doesn't say this, but I think this is what John was really saying. You're not acting much like a Messiah. And Jesus says, no offense, John, but this is the way a Messiah acts. Blessed are those who take no offense at me. And I think Jesus feels the weight of the ministry, and he knows that we're going to feel the weight of life. And so he says, come to me, all you who are tired, weary, and carry heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. And here I want you to hear this today. Jesus is not giving you a vacation. He's not giving you a retirement plan. Retirement is not in the Bible, by the way. The word is not there. He's not giving you a hammock. No, he's giving you a yoke. A yoke. I tried to find a yoke this week, and I thought if anyone had a yoke, Buster Bodenhammer would have one. He didn't have one. He says, I have Hames. Do y'all know what a Hames is? I said, Jesus didn't say Hames. He said yoke. There is a story, a legend, about the quiet years of Jesus. By the quiet years of Jesus, what I mean is the years between when Jesus was 12. We have a story when he's 12, and then we have a story when he is 30. What happened between 13 and 29? Well, he was learning. He was being prepared by God for his ministry. But he was also one of the premier yoke makers in all of the land. People would come from miles and miles for Jesus to build a yoke for their oxen team. They would bring the team, and Jesus would measure their team, making sure the height was right and the width was right and the space between the oxen was right. And when that measurement had been done, the team would leave, the customer would go, and a week later, the yoke would be ready. And he put it on the oxen team. And if there were any rough edges or anything needed to be adjusted, then he would do that. He wanted to make sure that the yoke fit perfectly. Are y'all with me today? This is a yoke that Jesus invites you to put on your shoulders. And don't be fooled by the word easy. Nothing's easy, right? For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The origin of the word easy there means well-fitting. Well-fitting. Jesus invites you to put on a yoke that fits you well. Now, I don't know a lot about yokes. I'll be honest with you. I don't know a lot, but here's what I do know. Well, Google tells me this, and you know it's true because Google says it, that a yoke is made out of wood placed on the shoulders of two so that you can pull heavy loads together. Are y'all with me? Together. That's the way it's supposed to be. We don't carry any heavy burden alone. Amen? We carry it as a church. We put it on my shoulders. And Jordan, we put it on your shoulders. And we carry that load. From the very beginning of the Bible, we get the idea that it's not good for man to be alone. So he gave us a helper, right? And ever since then, we've been in community with one another. So we laugh together, we pray together, we cry together, we grieve together. We hold each other up. We're yoked together. I'm sorry, you're yoked with me. There's nothing you can do about it. You weren't meant to do life alone. So today, in just a few moments, as we come to celebrate Holy Communion, if you feel like you are carrying a heavy burden, ask Jesus to carry it with you. And I bet by the end of the day, it'll feel just a little bit lighter.